Good morning, everyone. Just wanted to send out this little clip about how to practice the one octave chromatics. As you know, we used to do Clark Technical Studies number one, but I feel it's important that we understand how we keep the quality of the sound even throughout, and also getting used to blowing through this resistance as we ascend. So we practice this every single day slowly until we figure out how to make the upper register just as full, fat, and free as the lower register. So, I'm going to put together once again a little play along of how I think we need to start one octave chromatics. And we begin on an F sharp, then F natural, and then G, E, G sharp, E flat, A, D, A sharp, D flat, B, low C, and then C up to the high C. That's the order of Clark 1 that Mr. Adam put together. This is also the order that we do for one octave chromatics. We do each three times. So you'll hear me play F sharp, and then you play the F sharp. I play the F sharp a second time. You play the F sharp a second time. I play the F sharp a third time, and then you play the F sharp a third time. Then we go on to the next note. Play along with Mr. Wing. Your turn. Ready? One, two, ready, go. Thank you. fingers moving quick. Good job. That'll get you started. The idea is you want to work these up to 3 and 4 times on one breath with the same quality sound. You don't have to put a metronome on, but it sure does help keep things even. So on quarter note equals 90, you double time it. We'll do the high C. Idea. That was 3 times on one breath. I would take another breath and do it 3 more times. You want it even? Your mind has always got to be in the goal. Mr. Adam would always say, goal orientation. Get your mind into the sound and allow the physical to do what it's going to do without you even thinking about it. You know that the higher you go, the more the resistance there is. You have to blow through the resistance. And you learn to do this one little baby step at a time. So, as I said, we must always be working on the 5 fundamentals of trumpet playing. Number 1, beautiful sound. Number 2, fingers or technical proficiency. Number 3, flexibility. Number 4, articulation or the 2 pronouncing the sound, either a 2-2-2 or a do-do-do. Number 5, you want to work on range, expanding scales, playing the ghetto exercises up the octave. And then most importantly, you've got to be able to apply all these fundamentals to playing beautiful music all day. I hope this helps. Let's fire it up one day at a time. Take care.